Welcome to the Strategic Tech Coaching Podcast. Our host, Oscar Endermo, will together with guests share proven, tested strategies for improving your life and business. At the end of each episode, you will learn how you can use technology to implement those strategies into your daily life. We want to help you bridge the gap from inspiration to implementation.
Ten years from now, most probably, you will not be doing what you're doing now. The world is changing so fast, so there's a high probability that your current career, your current job, or whatever you're doing now, you will not do 10 years from now. So we need to learn. We always need to learn. In today's environment, when the world is changing so fast, there's no option. In the old days, I think it was okay. You could take a university degree and then maybe stay in that career for 10, 15, 20 years, or maybe half your life, and then maybe change career once. But nowadays, we will change careers many times. Personally, I already done it several times. I started as a, if you don't count the summer jobs, I started as a waiter, worked a little bit as a bartender. Then I worked in receptions, front office in hotels, and I started working in sales. And then I start working with events. And then I start working with coaching, speaking, training, team building. So over the years, I changed career many times. And in order to do that, you have to learn. So this episode is about learning. And I recommend you to go back to episode 27 on the Strategic Tech Coaching Podcast, where I share some other strategies from the Strategic Tech Coaching Toolbox on how to learn. In Strategic Tech Coaching, we have seven kind of core tenets, and one is learning. So this episode is about that tenet, learning. So the reason why you always need to learn is simply because if not, you will probably be out of a job, replaced by AI, robot, or maybe to some other outsourcing function to some country where it's a lot cheaper to hire someone with your competence. So we constantly need to upgrade our skills, we constantly need to learn. Personally, this is not a problem for me because I'm a little bit of a nerd, I like to learn. And there's a reason for that. When I was maybe 11 or 12, or maybe, no, 12 or 13, let's say, I was playing a little bit of chess. I like to play chess. So at school, I had some friends I used to play chess with. So I was okay, I grew up with playing different games, so I was fairly good as a chess player. That Christmas, my mom gave me a book on strategies for chess. I read the book, and my game improved probably 25-30% just by reading that one book. I came back to school, and suddenly I started playing the best players in school, and I was playing even with them. So that book, just by reading that book, my game got so much better. A couple of years later, when I was maybe 15 or 16, we were playing pool, billiards. We went to Stockholm and played pool with me and my friends. That Christmas, my mom gave me a book, and it was a book about becoming a better pool player, a better billiard player. I read the book, and after the book, I got probably 25-30% better just by reading the book. Because it showed you how to stand, it showed you some tricks on how to shoot the best possible way, lots of strategies. So those two books, I think, has turned me into a lifelong learner. So for me, I don't have any problem finding the motivation to learn because I just love to learn, you know. So, and for me, the way I see it is that if someone has spent their whole life playing chess, analyzing chess, maybe teaching, becoming a chess master and then teaching other chess players, and then he takes all his knowledge and he put that in a book. There's so much you can learn from that. And that's with everything. That's why I love to learn from others. And they say there are three ways of learning. You can learn by yourself. You can learn from others. And then the third is the combination. So learning from by yourself and from others. And what is best? Learning from others is good, but nothing beats your own experience. So I believe the best is a combination of these. So some people just love to learn, they listen to podcasts, they read books, they go to different courses, but they never implement, they never experiment, they never test. So they just have the theory. And that's not for you if you want to build a happy, successful, productive life, which is the purpose of the strategic tech coaching method. To have a, it's not for average people. It's not, if you're okay to have an okay life, then yeah, that's fine. But if you want to have a happy, successful, productive life, HSP, that's what strategic tech coaching is all about. It's not for the average life. It's for the excellent life. It's for the extraordinary life. It's for being happy, successful, productive. So a combination of learning, testing, experimenting, and learning from others is the best way. And they say that wisdom comes from knowledge plus experience plus reflection. So reflection is also very important. So some people say, well, I have 10 years experience of doing something. But if you haven't reflected on how you do it, how you can do it better, and how what you can learn every day, then it's just repetition of those 10 years. You're actually, it's not 10 years of experience. It's maybe 1 year of experience and then 9 years of repetition, repeating what you're doing for those other 9 years. So it's very important to reflect. There's another term called deliberate practice. So you don't just practice, you do it deliberately. So you analyze and you always try to make it better, reflect on it. So these three together, knowledge, and that could be knowledge from other people, from books, from podcasts, or from a mentor, or from observing someone that you're working with, plus experience, testing yourself, using, applying, and then the last one is reflection. Combining these three, and you can develop wisdom, which will be a very valuable competence in the future. Wisdom. If you've been listening to my keynotes, you know that I work with something I call triple I, and that is inspiration, information, implementation. So I always want to inspire, I want to give some new information, and I want to give some tools that you can implement this into your daily life. So in the beginning, when I launched strategic tech coaching, for me, it was a way to take inspiration and go to implementation. It was like a bridge from inspiration to implementation. But now I use all three of these: inspiration, information, implementation. So inspiration, in order for change, you need that inspiration. And inspiration can come from either a goal or something that you want instead, or desperation, that you're not happy with your current situation. And then what is the opposite? And then you turn that into a dream or a goal or something that you want. So that's how you get inspiration, by seeing something better than it is today. And once you have the inspiration, you need the information. You need information on how to reach that goal or how to improve that situation. And now it's very easy with YouTube and podcasts because there's just so much information out there. The problem now is almost the opposite, that there's too much information out there. So you need to find the right information, something that works, and then the third I is then implementation, implement it into your daily life. So information, the way I see it, there's three ways that you can test if information works. And that's how, that's the strategy part of strategic tech coaching, that strategies that work. And the first one is that there is some scientific research behind it. The second one is that someone that you trust has done it, has used these methods and done it. And the third one is to test by yourself, to try on yourself. So for example, let's say you want to lose some weight and you're looking for information on the best exercise method. So the best is if you can find scientific papers that show that this is a really good way of training, and then maybe find a couple of personal trainers that have used this method, and then you try yourself for a couple of weeks and you see the result and you notice, oh, this is actually working. So yeah, so in strategic tech coaching, the name strategic comes from that, finding strategies that work. And so that's information. And then the third eye, implementation, then is taking what you learn and using it in everyday life. And let's say you want to reflect. One thing is that you put it in the calendar. You lock it in the calendar. Time for thinking time or reflection time. And then go away. And I like to go out in nature. Maybe go for a walk. Sit down and just think about what you want to improve. And reflect on it. And take notes in your phone. So that's a way you can use strategic tech coaching on improving your life. Using the notes section of your phone to take notes, reflect, and kind of keep a diary on what you want to improve. Because like we said before, you need the knowledge, you need the experience, and you need the reflection to build that wisdom. So that's where that was some thoughts on learning and the importance of learning and some tips on how you can learn. I also recommend you to go back to episode 27, where I share some more strategies from the Strategic Tech Coaching Toolbox about learning.
Thank you for listening to the Strategic Tech Coaching Podcast with your host, Oscar Ndurmo. We'll catch you next time.